this purpose, arrange meeting in school, colleges, societies, big halls, because they may not come. They are not attracted to the temple meetings. They think this temple is temple, some priestly class. They want philosophy, logic, science, so they have to be convinced. Not sentiments. So, those who are advanced, they are not in favor of religious sentiments. Because they have got experience now, some sentiments. But they do not understand what is this sentiment. Therefore, they have to be understood through logic, philosophy, science. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama.
Meeting a week from Saturday.
Where?
Well, it's on Marine Drive. Somebody just became a life member, but he's inviting 600 guests on the terrace of the building.
Very good. This kind of meeting should be Hare Krishna. Also our business to kill all undesirable so-called samis, yogis, avatars. Hare Krishna. Jaya. What is that? Krishna.
Krishna. Who had vented himself just to kill all undesirable elements in the world.
Hare Krishna. Who is this man?
Himself just to kill all
Similarly, this movement is advented to kill all the so-called yogis, samis, avatars, rascals, philosophers, commentators, we have to kill. Kill means, where is your tilak? You did not have tilak in the morning? So, this is our one of the items. To vanquish all these rascals, so-called samis, they say that why you criticize others? Because we have to vanquish them. Now these people cannot rise. When there is sunrise, there is no use of these glow worms. So this Krishna consciousness movement is Krishna himself. Therefore, they must be finished. All over the world, so-called religionists, so-called philosophers, so-called avatars, samis, yogis, finished. Our program should be like that. All these rascals anymore to flourish. That is one of our programs.
Garuda put some nectar on the tree to preserve it.
Yeah. Nectar, ambrosia. Amrita, amrita.
Is it spiritual?
Yes, Amrita means spiritual. But this grief is for Krishna.
Yes. When you are
therefore it is spiritual.
So the gopis became in grief when Krishna went. Right? That's what.
Center is Krishna.
I want to read this Srimad Bhagavatam five times. In 1 year.
Really? It will be beneficial. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Purana.
Amalam.
There is no black spot, Avalam Puran.
I read all
Jad Vaishnavanam Priyam.
I have read practically all the small and big Upanishads for about 10
Kokam Avadha Bhakta Namani Nantasya Jasam Kitani Jad Sinnanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhaya. Even there is some broken language, Abaddha Bhakta, Abaddha, not systematized. Because there is explanation, Namani Anantasya Jasam Kitani. Therefore, Sinnanti Gayanti Grinanti Sadhaya.
Sadhavas.
Sadhu, they do not take care of
the language.
They see the what is the bhava there. Buddha bhava samannita.
Why do you want to go after Sanskrit? There is all, the practice is all right if you are merged with God.
Yeah, that is the real thing. God is not concerned with any language.
Out of fear they could only cry in agony. And stand erect on the bank.
That is good. That is right.
Unable to help their beloved Krishna. While this scene was taking place on the bank of the Jamuna, there were ill omens manifest. The earth trembled, meteors fell from the sky, and the bodies of men shivered.
The boy has got alone without his elder brother. There is anxiety also.
Even though they have realized the extraordinary quality of the sun, but they have not been able to think that he is God incarnate.
That means these things, these sentiments, anxiety, grief, anger, all these things, they are constant companion with the living entity. You cannot give it up. But when they are used for Krishna, there is purpose. That is Upadhi Shunya, without any designation.
Prabhupada, we're only neophytes. How can we know if our anxiety is still material when we feel anxiety in devotional service?
No. If you feel anxiety for Krishna, then that is not material. That anxiety is not, that is love. That is pure love. Why you become anxious for our children? Because there is love. So, whole scheme is that you have to transfer your attachment to Krishna.
All vrittis should be directed to the sacred feet of
Krishna. Yes. Maya Saktamana Prathu Yogam Yunyan. This is called Bhakti Yoga. Maya Sakta. The asakti, the attachment is for so many things. Now we have to concentrate it on Krishna. This is Bhakti Yoga. Maya Saktamana Prathu Yogam Yunyan Madasa. Simply by this concentration of an attraction to Krishna, you become liberated. This is the process.
Asking perpetual thinking of Krishna.
Yeah.
When you think of Krishna,
you are on the transcendental position. You are not in the material world. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogi naja sevate sa gunana samatita yeta. He is immediately transcendental to all the qualities of material world.
Then he becomes Brahmabhuta.
Yes. So if you continuously, that is our Krishna consciousness movement. If you continuously remain yourself thinking of Krishna, smartabbo satato vishnu, vishmartabbo najatuchit. This is the process. You have to think of Krishna always. The yogis and others, they artificially, for a certain time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or half an hour, they think of Krishna by meditation, and then engage again in the material activities. But here,
the yogis have got difficulty because they get
helpful to bhakti.
That is why they are, getting sidetracked.
They think that these are the processes, mechanical process. Krishna bhakti is not mechanical, it is spontaneous. When you spontaneously think of Krishna, that is perfection. Abhyavicha. Opratihata.
Yes.
Without
any
identity
for Krishna.
That what is this temple?
All manavurtis should be concentrated to the sacred feet of. You have written very well about. Only you must look.
On Mahan, nobody can be saved from the hands of Madan. Madan Mahan, we have to
see. The other day we talked about these things that you say that in
action, they think of Krishna that he's our child. Now he's going to be vanquished.
Because he had come, it was very late to come back from
same sentiment, but in relation with Krishna.
These sentiments are not absent in American society these days. That is why these boys are neglected by the parents.
Because of our Vedantis, they were small children, women, village persons and animals. But there's so much, full with the Krishna consciousness. That is the perfection. It's so fortunate.
Then they became
sick. Anxiety is also thinking of Krishna. Nothing else but Krishna. How Krishna was smiling with us, how he was playing. That is natural. If you have got love for anyone.
What will happen to us when we are not
there? Thinking of Krishna.
The thing is to think it surrounds.
Yeah. All. Everything is there. But center around Krishna. Sunnayitam jagat sattvam, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Sunnayitam jagat sattvam govinda virahina. By Govinda's separation, whole world is void. These are exhibited in the person of the...
Very well described in...
Krishna is gone. I said that. This is Govinda virahina. Oh, what is the use of living if Krishna is gone?
You were just a boy of 5, 6, 7 years.
About 100 hoods. How could Krishna manage all of those hoods?
Then you do not understand Krishna. You are trying to understand Krishna from your point of view. Kaliya may have unlimited number of hoods. Still, Krishna can expand himself. That is Krishna. You are thinking Krishna from your standpoint of view.
So he did it, he expanded himself.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But did the residents of Vrindavan see the many expansions, or did they only see one Krishna?
They may see one. That is not very difficult to understand. Just like Arjuna saw the Virat Rupa of Krishna, and Allah saw Krishna as a chariot driver.
Others saw Krishna as a chariot driver.
Chariot driver, that's all.
But Arjuna saw the
Virat. Stated, those are Krishna conscious people. They are seeing of Krishna, an ordinary man seeing of Krishna, there is much difference. They think, that what is this? A boy, a village boy, they are worshipping. One so-called sadhu, Haridhar, he has remarked like that. The Bhaktivedanta Swami is worshipping a rural boy.
That was in the times. In the times.
Yes.
Music, a rural god.
Yes.
Another thing we were discussing yesterday is that in Goloka there are no demons.
Huh? No. There cannot be any demons. Then how it is Vaikuntha?
Yes.
Vaikuntha means without any anxiety. So, the situation of anxiety is created by the demons. Therefore, when Krishna wants to fight, he has to come down here. because there is no question of fighting. There is no chance of fighting. Everyone is devotee. A devotee will never agree. But they will agree, Krishna, but here, in this field.
But the sentiment of anxiety or fear for Krishna, is that sentiment in Goloka?
No, there is no sentiment. That is separation, just like gopis, they are full of anxiety. Oh, Krishna has gone to the pasturing ground. That anxiety is there. As I Rukmini, she was thinking, oh, Krishna may not give me up. He's talking in this way, he fainted. So anxiety is there. So that the anxiety is that one may not be separated from Krishna. That is anxiety. And actually, there is no separation. But the feeling of separation out of ecstatic love, this one who has got love for the other person, beloved, he always thinks like that. My beloved may not be separated from me. This is ecstasy of love. Just like a miser man who has got much wealth, he always thinks, my money may not be lost. My money may not be lost. Out of his too much attachment for the money, he thinks like that. Is it not? How shall I protect this money? How shall I protect this? To earn money is also troublesome. To keep money is also troublesome. And when it is lost, that is also troublesome. This is the position. But there is no such thing, loss. But the anxiety is there. We shall return from here. So, both the sadhu and the duskritina, by Krishna's two activities, differently to the devotees and to the demons, they realize that is their achievement. By punishment, this Kaliya realized, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And devotees, by out of love, they realize. Therefore, Krishna is absolute. In either process, he is realized. Mama vartvanu vartanti manushya partha sarvas. If one is sincere, then they gradually make progress.
O Lord, you have descended especially for the purpose of annihilating all kinds of disturbing elements within the world. And because you are the absolute truth, there is no difference between your mercy and punishment.
Surgical operation is there. The knife is being used on the body. That means he's getting relief. It is not punishment. Hare Krishna. Oh, aapko to kar dinte kar. Both busy. That's science. Hare Krishna.
Benefit coming, is that benefit coming in all suffering or only when it is given
when
by
Krishna? Suffering given by Krishna, therefore a devotee does not take seriously suffering. A devotee thinks it is the favor of Krishna that he has put me into suffering. They never see suffering as suffering. It is favor of Krishna. That is devotee's vision.
Correctly under
exactly
Krishna.
Like a son who knows his father well, if his father slaps, the son never protests. He knows that it is good for me. A devotee never is disturbed when there is suffering. Given by Krishna.
Karmi is suffering just the Kurmi laws is the of...
Kurmi is suffering. He's suffering. Just the criminal is suffering. The criminal is given slap by the police, that slap, and the father is giving slap, that slap is different. Although it looks the same thing, but there is great difference.
So there's no benefit to suffering unless it's connected with Krishna?
Yeah, and Krishna, therefore we shall fully surrender to Krishna. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Maravi Rakhavi Joi Chakwa. Now I surrender. Now if you want to maintain me, that is all right. And if you want to kill me, that is also all right. This is surrender. It is not business. If you maintain me, then I surrender. If you kill me, then I do not. It is not like that. Maravi Rakhavi Joi Chakwa. Now as you like. If you want to maintain, that is also good. If you want to kill, that is also good. This is devotee's view.
Someone might say, but if one is surrender, why should Krishna give him trouble?
Yes, it is because he is always free. Why do you make Krishna dependent on your so-called goodwill? The Krishna must give me all his pleasure. And this is sense gratification. This is sense gratification. Then you approach Krishna for your comfort, sense gratification. That is not bhakti, that is sense gratification. Prahlad Maharaj was given suffering by his father so harshly. But he never said, I am devotee of Krishna, giving me so much love, give it up. He never said that. Neither he asked Krishna to come and save him. That is Krishna bhakti. The Pandavas, they were always with Krishna. And they were suffering. They never asked Krishna that you are the supreme and why you are suffering. Never said. Never said. That is Krishna bhakti.
Because you are the absolute truth. There is no difference between your mercy and punishment.
Yes, yeah, this is to be understood. If we understand the Supreme Personality of the absolute truth, then this is understanding. That either suffering or enjoying, it is all Krishna's mercy. There must be some purpose. When Krishna puts me into suffering, there must be some purpose. So we should welcome, because it is Krishna's mercy. Tatte inukampa susumekshamana punyana yivatma kritang vipak. Bada bhai ajaya, bada bhai taraj. Misdeeds. It is Krishna's mercy that he is reforming me. Slightly suffering. I would have suffered very greatly on account of my past deed. But he is kindly accommodating me by giving little suffering. Yes, sir. By the white of Kali.
Here that this creature appearing in the body of a serpent must have been overburdened with all kinds of sin. Otherwise, how could he have the body of a serpent? Your dancing on his hood reduces all the sinful results of accidents caused by his having this body of a serpent.
To become angry by Krishna is auspicious. Auspicious. Very nice verse. It is very auspicious that you have become angry upon him. He's getting salvation. Punishment of Krishna, one had to execute many pious activities in his past life just to get the punishment of Krishna. And what to speak of love of Krishna. how much fire activities one has to do. If for being punished by Krishna, one has to undergo lots of past activities in the past life, then just see, to be loved by Krishna, how much one has to undergo past activities. Krita Punya Punya, that is described. Krita Punya Punya. Punya Punya means heaps, volumes of past activities. Then one can come to Krishna. Jesham antagatam papam janalam punya karma. Nobody can come to Krishna unless he has background of past activities. And one has become free from all sinful activities. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punya karma. This is the qualification.
Some of our disciples, huh? It seems that in this life they did many sinful activities.
Huh?
I said,
but because they have surrendered, all sinful activities is counteract. Angtva sarva pape bhamakush. Anyone surrendered sincerely to the lotus feet of Krishna, immediately he becomes free from all reaction of sinful life. Because he said, Angtva sarva pape bhamakush. Masucha. Don't worry. This is the process. So, however one might have done or executed so many sinful activities, if he fully surrenders to Krishna, then everything is counteracted immediately. But not that repetition, that I surrender to Krishna, then again I do some sinful activities, and again I surrender. This business will not be allowed. This is called Namnath Bala Jasahi Papu Buddhi. There is the greatest sin. On the strength of Krishna's mercy, go on repeating sinful activities. That is the greatest sin. Krishna can excuse you. Aumtva sarva papu bhamaksha masucha. But you don't make it business that I commit all sinful activities and surrender to Krishna to counteract. No, this is not good. This is not well. But you cannot cheat him, then he will suffer.
Been pleased by his undergoing all kinds of penances and austerities, and he must have executed universal welfare activities for all living creatures. The Nagapatnis confirm that one cannot come in contact with Krishna without having executed pious activities in devotional service in his previous lives.
Double feature is not understood by the Mayavadis. The Krishna has created the whole, so why he should be separate? He's not separate. He's still separate. This book, Krishna, he will be liberated simply by reading this book.
Narration of the Kaliya serpent and his punishment will need fear no more the envious activities of snakes. The Lord also declared, if one takes a bath in the Kaliya lake, where my cowherd boyfriends and I have bathed, or if one, fasting for a day, offers oblations to the forefather from the water of this lake, he will be relieved from all kinds of sinful reactions.
Actually, are devotees, or how do they become demons? Are they devotees? Obviously, Kali is just like Jai and Vijay. They were devotees.
Hmm.
And due to some offense, then they became demons and they fought with Krishna to satisfy Krishna.
Anyone who is living in this material world is a demon. Hare Krishna.
introduce myself.
Where is your mother?
Jiru.
But only certain demons get to fight with Krishna. Only certain demons get to fight with Krishna.
Yes. That is special demon.
So, those special demons.
Yes.
Are they just, are they all like giant Vijay? Are they all in that position?
No, not that special.
But to get to fight with Krishna, they must have performed many pious activities.
Yes.
Like Kaliya. So then if they've performed so many pious activities, then obviously they have done something very mischievous in order to take this demon's body. There's some fall down.
Yeah. Without some mischievous activities.